1 degree every 72 years, wasn't it? Matt said. I remember. That's right. Which is, incidentally, or rather not incidentally at all, because it's quite deliberate, a component of the ratio between the dimensions of the Great Pyramid and the Earth. You see, everything interconnects. It's all part of a whole. These aren't isolated coincidental sites. They're all part of an overall model, like a blueprint of the world. Angkor Wat, for example, is incredibly impressive. It's made up of 72 small temples brought together in a single structure, and like the pyramids, it mirrors a constellation, in this case, the northern constellation of Draco. But because of precession, the Earth moves in relation to the constellations as it wobbles. Angkor was built sometime between AD 800 and 1200, but it maps the constellation exactly as it appeared in 10,500 BC, at the point in history that the ancient Egyptians call the first time. In fact, Robin went on, all the models are correct, as at 10,500 BC. That's the date when each of them is perfectly aligned, or would have been if they were there. It's like a baseline date. To give you just one example, in 10,500 BC, the Great Sphinx would have been looking directly at the constellation of Leo at the spring equinox. All of the ancient sites are exactly aligned as they should be 12,500 years ago, because each was built to a design created in 10,500 BC, even though many, most of them, were actually constructed long after the original purpose had been forgotten. But they were built to plans and using techniques that were remembered and passed on. Passed on by the last few survivors of an ancient civilization. Robin paused. She glanced at Aunt Jane, then said, "The last few survivors of Atlantis." Matt couldn't stop himself. "According to some theory or other," he blurted out. "I mean, yes, you've got some impressive facts and figures, and an incredible memory for the detail. But I keep telling you, Atlantis is just a myth. It was never real." He was surprised at the vehemence behind her reply.